Hello, and welcome to the Tavern Chat Podcast. I am your host, Eric Tenkari, bartender in the OSR, and main proprietor at Tenkari's Tavern blog. Lest you forget, the Tenkari's Tavern Discord server, Facebook community, and MeWe community. This is day three of Game Hall Con, or evening three, or it's around 10 o'clock tonight, Saturday night. I don't know if you hear it in my voice, but I'm kind of losing my voice just a little bit. I'm getting that sexy smoker's voice, right? Well, Rachie, if you're going to make sounds from the background, if you're going to be a backseat driver, get your fucking seat in the back seat. Not on the bed, passing out halfway, making your fucking comments.
I didn't make a comment.
You did. You know what? Let me face this mic and
hurt
her. I have no fucking idea. I guess we'll find out later.
Especially since there's no noise.
Yeah, possibly. Who the fuck knows? Fucking peanut gallery. In any case, it's game. We're finishing up day three, Saturday night at Game Hall. Ran a game this morning. Ran a game yesterday. Same adventure. Totally different adventure. And I'll explain that some other later point. Everybody's doing stuff tonight. We don't have our normal people available. There is an auction going on. Zach, Bad Mike, are running the auction. Ben Borsch, man with the best hair in the OSR, is live streaming it. So we've lost a lot of our regulars that I can rely upon to do a little live podcast. So we're not going to do a live podcast tonight. Instead, we are going to address something that I have neglected for a few days, and that's the Rob Kuntz letter to, I guess, Gil Gygax and others in the community to let folks know that he has claims on property that is in Gil Gygax's control right now, I guess you could say. Public notice posted October 30th, 2019, posted by Robert Kuntz. Responsible party. So yes, I'm going to, you know what? I will let you know when I'm making commentary, because there will be commentary on this. I don't think I'll read the whole thing, but word for word, but I'm definitely going to read the first page. This is a public notice to private and public RPG game collectors, to all game companies, to RPG historians, film industry companies, and all and other, that the Gygax estate and their agents, past or present, have repeated demands of them made by the estate of Robert J. Kuntz. I don't imagine the eye. Oh, that was me making that. Sorry about that. To return Mr. Kuntz's physical property held by the former. It's not making a claim on IP at this point, right? It's physical property. That to date, the Gygax estate refuses to comply with this request. That was originated May 18th, 2018. So remember, this went up on the 30th. I got this sent to me on the night of the 30th. I was going to go with it on the 31st. Could not upload any of these fucking photos to the blogger. I have 6 screenshots of these individual pages as PDF that were sent to me, and I fucking can't upload shite. I shared the following Facebook post that detailed all this shit, but I'm getting this out here to community. Now, I will make further detailed comments in a bit. That there's a substantiated rumor that the Gygax estate has moved to sell all of its physical library estate properties, and that at least one major collector has been contacted regarding purchasing of same. I have put out small feelers here at Game Hall Con. I mean, people that might have been interested, and nobody bit at my feeler, so I don't know who he's referring to. That the physical property of Robert J. Kuntz, a stolen property, may be part of this transaction, and that Mr. Kuntz is now effectively and publicly warning those enumerated in paragraph 1 above of these circumstances. That the matter of a prior pending civil lawsuit by Robert J. Kunt against the Gygax estate regarding the return of said properties is by his legal representatives, the United States representatives out in Milwaukee, has been transferred for review for actionable and prosecutable felonies in the Walworth County District Attorney Office, Elkhorn, Wisconsin, and to pursue Class G. I don't even know the Class G. I don't think New York has Class G. The higher the letter goes, the less of... A would be your highest felony, basically. Well, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yes, I've been drinking. But yeah, that sounded good to say. It's not a huge felony. Against the Gygax estate and all others that may be implicated in the sale or receiving of Robert J. Kunt's property, as enumerated below. That Robert J. Kunt is also pursuing through counsel additional felony, theft, and or fraud charges associated with the Gygax estate's illegal duplication of his physical and literary IP and transfer of it by the Gygax estate to Don DeSanto in 2016 for the express purpose of developing it for monetary gain. Well, of course, the world revolves around monetary gain. This is a reference to Tom DeSanto signing a contract with Gale / the Gygax Estate Trust to use the IP to, in most likelihood, do an on-demand series on Netflix, Amazon, one of those on-demand services. That in due process, Tom DeSanto was made aware that this was not the Gygax estate property, as well as all other properties that were claimed by the Gygax estate that were not theirs, which in part caused suit to be filed against the Gygax estate by Tom DeSanto, in part and in case one. By the way, I hate fucking legalese. For fraud. And then he gives an image of what Tom DeSanto was suing for, and Tom DeSanto had a complaint against Gale for fraud, declaratory relief, breach of fiduciary duty, and breach of contract. He was demanding a jury trial. To demand it never really happens. Agreements between Mr. DeSanto as a victim of the Gygax estate's fraudulent activities and Robert Kunt have been reached, and he is not involved at all. Independent criminal, civil, and or legal charges aforementioned, and that are now being forwarded. You know what? I got to tell you that when you refer to he is not involved, DeSanto, it's confusing. Maybe our resident attorney, Joe the Lawyer, will make a comment on how poorly this letter is written. Then we get a letter from Rob Kunt to Gina Ramirez, in which, Dear Gail and Gina, the following is a list of the second Greyhawk Castle level maps and keys created by me and belonging entirely to myself. I am requesting they be returned. I'm not going to read all this stuff. It's a bunch of levels. And somebody stated on one of the social media that this is probably the first time we've gotten the names of some of these unrevealed levels, which is kind of interesting. It should be of historic note. Note that by their uneventful return, I would grant duplication of the originals for replacement purposes. This so as to not gut the castle and thus diminish its perceived value for presentation or / developmental purposes. So listen. What Rob is basically saying in that piece, and again, I will more than willing to be corrected if I'm speaking out of my ass. Right? So I speak out of my ass a lot?
No, not really.
She lies. But in any case, thank you. That's thank you for being an honestly dishonest wife and backing your husband. But occasionally I do talk out of my ass. But what I believe Rob is saying with that is, I am not making a claim on the IP itself. Correct me if I'm wrong. But I am making a claim on the physical materials. Interesting, right? I don't even quite know how that works. Like, I created this. I should own the physical copy, be ready to sell it. Like, you, Gail, should not be able to sell my physical creations. But if you want to license the intellectual property that's attached to those physical creations, I'm granting you permission because I'm trying not to stop it. Weird. But in any case, now we have another email involved in this from Paul Stormberg. Now, Paul Stormberg is a gaming historian of sorts, and he is the one that Gail has pretty much been using to go through the collection, index it, see what is there. And he says that to Gail, howdy Gail, just so you and Gina have, and I have no idea who the fuck Gina is, but just so you and Gina have a clearer picture of the levels and campaign materials done by Rob Kuntz, I have enumerated them below. These are the levels that are done solely by Rob Kuntz that currently reside within the Castle Binder. These are the ones he is asking to be returned to him. Each has a map and key. I'm not going to go through the levels themselves, but I'm going to say there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. He is making direct claim on the physical property of 14 levels of the dungeon. Then he has other levels he worked with. These are levels that Gary and Rob each did, either the key or the map or vice versa, but Rob is not asking for these. Basically, if Rob worked on a level of the dungeon with Gary, he's basically not making a claim on it. But for stuff that he worked on solely, and it can be documented that it was solely Rob's work, he's making a claim. So I find that extremely interesting. I would think, and I'll correct me if I'm wrong, if this work was done while Rob was an employee of TSR, with the idea this might be a published work later, it would be work for hire. And I know he would not own the IP, but I don't know if he would have a claim to the physical property. I do not know. However, judging from the fact that DeSanto dropped his lawsuit after these claims, and this appears to be a more likely reason than me talking out of my ass about a possible second will, if this is the reason, then here's the reason why. If Tom thought that the castle was, and we're talking Greyhawk Castle or whatever alternate names they've had for it, if Tom had a feeling that Greyhawk Castle was monetizable, right, that this is something that could be turned into a Netflix, Amazon, who knows, Disney, Apple, fucking on-demand series, and then he finds out the IP is not clearly defined, that there's an additional claim on the IP, then why throw good money after bad, right? If you are suing Gail for $30 million and the IP is not valued at $30 million, it's not valued at $3 million, God knows what pissant value it's at right now, and Gail herself doesn't have property or funds and a bank account that will make it worthwhile to sue her, why sue her? Right? Now, when Tom dropped his suit, he dropped it, but with the intention of, I'm no longer suing. However, it's not that I believe that my claims are invalid. He stated basically his claims are valid. I am just not suing at the moment. Okay? Why would you do that? Because maybe the IP can get sorted out. Maybe Stormberg can figure all this out. Maybe Gail will say, sure, I don't need to make money off the sale of your property. Let's figure out a way to make this work. So, yeah, I understand why DeSanto dropped the lawsuit, if this is the reason why. Throwing good money after bad is not good business proposition. So, there you go. That is the update. Anybody wants to comment on the legalese of this, feel free. I am not a lawyer, nor do I make any claims to be one. So, on that note, as always, folks, be safe, be well, God bless. Roll those dice, and I will talk with you all tomorrow. Later, folks.